That familiar September feeling is in the air as thousands of new Westminster students return to school this week. They are anticipating the start of the new school year and looking forward to reconnecting with their friends and new teachers. Whether they're coming back to the school that they were in last year, or moving to middle or high school, it's an exciting time. Embrace the opportunities and challenges the year will bring. I was grateful to have the chance to spend so much time in our beautiful community over the summer. And I heard from families about the impact of global inflation with increased costs on your grocery bills to school supplies. Our government knows the cost of living is making it tough for families to keep up with day-to-day expenses, especially those who are already finding it hard to make ends meet. We understand the importance of reducing the burden of rising costs on families. That's why our Student and Family Affordability Fund will provide one-time funding of $60 million to school districts to help ensure students are fed and have the school supplies they need to be successful this year. School districts will use the money to expand school meal programs, make sure students have the school supplies they need, and support students' participation in school activities, such as field trips. And we're doing so much more than assuring students get the food and supplies they'll need to flourish in school. They also need safe and modern schools to excel. I know that at the heart of our fabulous neighborhoods in New West are wonderful schools. Caring and inspiring places where our children learn, grow, and play, and where the larger community gather and socialize. Since 2017, our government has approved over $70 million in funding to create seismically safe seats and new seats for students, along with maintenance projects in the New West. And as your MLA, I was so pleased to support the district in developing a business case for a new Fraser River Zone Elementary School. Over the last 4 years, we've invested $6.07 million to seismically upgrade Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary, $34.8 million to build SQUO WEC Elementary as a seismic replacement for Richard McBride Elementary, and $20.38 million to proceed with the 13-classroom addition to Queen Elizabeth Elementary. All in addition to the new high school, which opened 2021. These historic capital investments in New Westminster are in addition to the more than $19 million parents in our community have saved in childcare fees since 2017. We've also used expert guidance to improve indoor air quality in every classroom in New Westminster. I'm proud of the great work the school district has done to fulfill the recommended provincial ventilation standards. During the past year, they've worked hard to assure every school in the district meet or exceed air quality standards via frequent filter replacements, maximizing outside air circulation, and deploying HEPA filters in every portable in the district, among other measures. As we move into the fall, the health and well-being of students and staff remains a top priority. This year, school districts and independent schools will continue to have communicable disease prevention measures in place in regard to COVID-19 as recommended by public health. To help keep everyone safe, all students and staff are encouraged to self-monitor for symptoms of illness and stay home when sick and get vaccinated. Use of face masks remain a personal choice to be respected. Finally, I want to give a heartfelt thank you to South Dakota 40 teachers, educational assistants, bus drivers, admin staff, cleaners, principals, vice principals, superintendents, trustees, First Nations advocates, and our parent partners, everyone who works so hard every day to provide kids in our community with fulfilling educational experiences and who support their growth and development. Over the past 2 years, we have all worked together so that students continue to learn and thrive, and this year will be no different. I wish you all a very happy and successful year ahead. Jennifer Whiteside is MLA for New Westminster.